What's going on, guys? Hope all is well. Hope you're safe. Hope your family's safe and healthy. And I hope you guys continue to be so. Right now, we're living in some crazy uncertain times. And I'm going to tell you this right now. If I were you, I would stock up on goods, man. I would stock up on everything you can get your hands on, man. Definitely do it. Because many reasons. Number one, there was just an incident on the news. I believe it's Ohio, where somebody passed away from monkeypox. So if another lockdown is on its way, you want to be prepared. You don't want to be searching the aisles for toilet paper or whatever else it goes missing, right? Goes whatever. Stock up now. That's number one. Number two, inflation's on the rise. So you're just going to be saving money. A month from now, a week from now, who knows? Prices will just continue to go up, especially as we get closer and closer to the holiday season. And we know this. Buy your Christmas gifts now. Buy everything now. You know, I don't know. That's my opinion. I can't tell you what to do. You have freedom. Use it. But I'm just going to, you know, hopefully you take my advice and everyone's okay. But, you know, what's going on in the news right now, everyone's talking about this pipeline. And I honestly believe, you know, they're trying to blame this on Putin. Why would Putin blow up his own pipeline? He put this pipeline in place to make money, right? He's selling it to Germany. Why would he blow it up? If anything, he would just turn it off. He would just shut it down so that, you know, if that's what he wanted to do. Blowing it up will destroy all future profits. Doesn't make any sense. Unless someone blew it up to force some kind of controversy, another conflict, to give a reason to invade and possibly, again, my conspiracy theory brain is like, oh, they want to replace him with a puppet president so they can eventually have a one world government. Again, I'm a conspiracy theorist, I guess, whatever. Follow me on Twitter at CJ Bronson Show for more conspiracies like this. I don't know. I could be wrong. Hopefully I'm wrong, but so far I haven't been wrong about anything. I mean, a few things, but not really. Anyway, today's story is not about that. Today's story, I want to talk about this piece of shit. He's the piece of shit of the week, guys. Piece of shit of the week is a rare thing, you know, and a lot of times it comes in either three states: Pennsylvania, New York, or California. Today's piece of shit of the week is from New York. His name is Peter Zissopoulos. If you don't know who this is, you are not missing much. This guy isn't much to talk about. This is the best part of his, is his name. This is a unique name. Peter Zissopoulos, that's the highlight of his story. He's 34 years old. He was recently charged with a barbaric, literally barbaric and completely unprovoked, unnecessary, confusing, baffling reason why you randomly stab a hero. He stabbed to death Russo Elling. She was 61 years old, a hero, nearly 25-year-old veteran of the New York Fire Department. This guy, for no reason, no reason. And I have the video on my Twitter, again, at CJ Bronson Show. I can't post it here because I'll probably get flagged for just walking up to someone and stabbing them repeatedly. He was recently charged for the murder and possession of a weapon that took place Thursday afternoon in broad daylight in the street in Astoria, Queens. Again, it was on the street in Astoria, Queens. People were around. It was broad daylight. They just kept walking by. Nobody stopped. This was reportedly his first arrest. Allegedly his first arrest. He had interaction with the police back in 2018 where he was accused of issuing threats to Asians. And I've been on this rant numerous times. Why the hell do people have problems with Asians? They're fantastic people. You know what I mean? If you have a problem with one Asian, that doesn't mean you have a problem with all Asians. I've never had any issue with Asians. I think they're nice people. They have great hair, great styles, great language, great culture. Love everything about them, but it is what it is. Anyway, so that incident that he had with that one Asian resulted in his hospitalization, but an arrest was never made. He was arrested Thursday, though, outside an apartment on 20th Avenue and 41st Street in Queens. The three-story apartment building is also known to have New York's only swingers club. Don't know if that's related. Hopefully not. But Zissopoulos initially locked himself in his apartment, but eventually surrendered to law enforcement about an hour later. And this is what pisses me off, guys. You know, I don't support police brutality, obviously, right? But I feel like if you commit a crime like this, where you kill a hero, and you're barricading yourself in your apartment, just kick the door down. Do we really care about this person's mental health at this point? I mean, really, is he going to contribute much to this society? Call me whatever you want to call me. If it was up to me, he'd already be hanging. He'd be gone. We wouldn't even be having this conversation. It'd be like a blip Why even give him another day to have a defense? There is no defense. We have it on video. We know he committed this crime. We know that he did it. And it's not like he's going to get better. And how can you get better from this? You just killed a hero. You killed this woman who was a hero. No. We should not be paying for your prison stint. We shouldn't be paying for any of it. But it's New York, so he probably won't even do time. He'll probably be a release tomorrow or Monday. Probably, you know, a nice check deposited in his bank account. I don't know. I'm just being sarcastic. I'm not really a big fan of New York, or you know, but it is what it is. Let's see what happens. Hopefully I'm wrong. Again, I'm rarely ever wrong. But Russo, the EMT worker, Russo Elling, was on her way to get food when Zisopoulos allegedly approached her and stabbed her in what authorities are saying was a random and completely unprovoked attack. Now, if you watch the video, it literally looks like he just walked up to her and just started stabbing. There was no conversation. At this point in the investigation, there doesn't appear to be any prior contact between them, according to a member of the FDNY. He literally just walked up toward her, sped up, stabbed her to death. Numerous stabbings. I mean, I tried to watch the video like 3 times. I could not count how many times she was stabbed. And according to report, there was a witness who saw the brutal attack, tried to intervene. I didn't see that on video, but that's what they're saying. And the lunatic kept yelling back, F you, F you, and then attempted to charge the witness who sped away on his scooter. Which, again, I can't get used to scooters. I know I should be, but it's 2022. It's a scooter. I mean, I don't know. According to the witness, the weapon may have been a steak knife. The victim was left on the floor, on the ground, on the corner, with a deep, lethal stab wound to her chest. According to reports, she was stabbed 18 times. In the upper and lower chest. I think that's an understatement. They got to look at that again. Emergency doctors at Mount Sinai Astoria unsuccessfully attempted to treat the victim with a breathing tube, a bilateral chest tube, and medication to restart her heart. Man, that... Russo Elling was a mother. She was a grandmother and also worked with the Volunteer Ambulance Corps in Huntington, Long Island. Where she, you know... She joined the FDNY as an EMT in 98, became a lieutenant in 2016. She worked out of Station 49 in Astoria, Queens at the time of her passing. Now, she was a first responder to 9/11, folks, you know, and was credited multiple times for her bravery and her life-saving work. She was absolutely beloved on the job. A colleague told reporters that she was just months away from retirement. Man, what the hell, man? New York Attorney General Letitia James said on Friday that her heart aches for the family, friends, and fellow EMS officers who love Lieutenant Allison Russo Elling. The senseless, brutal attack against a dedicated public servant is horrific, infuriating, and devastating. This attack reminds us all of the dangers faced by New York EMS personnel and why these dedicated heroes who have earned our respect deserve pay, equity, and fair compensation. EMS officials like Lieutenant Russo Elling put themselves in harm's way to serve their fellow New Yorkers. They should be recognized and paid fairly for their devotion and duty. And I agree. This is, wow, man. Where's the mayor? Where's the governor? What are they doing? This is just like, oh, yes, right. I forgot. Mayor Adams is in Puerto Rico for the hurricane. Yeah. Doesn't make sense, right? Well, he had to go help do his part with the hurricane, I guess. That's more important than his own city, apparently. This is why I told you I have a problem with New York. Quote, we extend our deepest sympathies and condolences to Allison's family, loved ones, and colleagues. New York City Mayor Eric Adams gave his condolences. Oh, we came back at a press conference at Mount Sinai Hospital to the city of New York's Russo Elling's family, friends, and colleagues. Quote, we lost one of our heroes. She provided a service for the city for over 24 years, he adds. Her assailant has been apprehended and will be held accountable for his actions. She was on duty at the time. She was brought here to Mount Sinai Hospital where she passed away due to her injuries. Now, the mayor will take any chance he get to be in the spotlight, in my opinion. Does he really care for her? Honestly, I'm sorry to say, I don't think he does. I think he's just, you know, he just likes the screen time. Likes any opportunity to be in front of the camera with a new suit and a smile, he'll do it. He does not truly care for the people. Again, this is my opinion. And I'm basing this upon all the reports I've done. If he truly cared about the people, he would be increasing his efforts to put more officers on duty. He would be increasing his efforts to push the DA and the legal system to actually convict these criminals instead of releasing them. Well, does he do it? No. And keep in mind, this incident comes as the Big Apple. Again, this is what their brand. He kept saying, oh, this New York has a brand. I guess this must be the brand. Where the Big Apple is up over 33%. 33% up from last year. Driving the increase is a more than 37% increase in the number of robberies and a 32.4% increase in burglaries. Felony assaults are also up 16.6% over the last year, while grand larcenies are up a massive 43%. Wow. But the mayor was too busy in Puerto Rico, which of course he refers to as New York's sixth borough. It is what it is, right? This is the mayor they elect. Hey, if you want this to continue, keep electing Democrats. What else do you want me to say? What do you also want me to say? Oh, give him a chance. I love that statement. Oh, we got to give him a chance. You know, he's doing the best he can. What? I hate that shit. Those two statements, give him a chance and he's doing the best he can, are the most idiotic statements I think I've ever heard. You know, this is his job. This is his job. It's his responsibility to protect the people, to serve the people. Not to serve the people of Puerto Rico, not to serve his wallet, but to serve the people. And this is not the way to serve the people. You're not doing shit. What are you doing? Photo ops? Announcing a hip-hop museum? What are you doing? Talking about, oh, you know, these 50 migrants. Do your job, man. Do your job. If you don't want to do your job, resign and let someone step in who will do it. And that goes for you too, Governor Hochul. Now, with mental illness clearly on the rise, and we talked about this numerous times on the show, it doesn't just take place in those states. It happens everywhere. And again, this guy didn't like Asians. Ironically, this is an Asian story. Second story I want to talk about is this Asian woman. She, she is not well. She is clearly suffering with a lot. Mental problems, a lot of debt. And I'm not sure if it's a mental issue, really, because it's hard to say that people are really crazy when they go through these lengths. You know, this guy who stabbed the EMT worker, you could turn around and say he was crazy. This lady, she had some sophistication to her. And I don't really think that she was crazy as far as like mentally unwell, maybe. But crazy crazy? I don't know. Because there's different levels of crazy, right? I'm definitely on the spectrum of crazy. And there's super crazy. Like the steak knife stabber over here in New York. He's super crazy, right? This lady, not so crazy. Let's see. Her name, first of all, I'm going to butcher her name. No pun intended. Her name is Zhao Fang K. She's 43 years old of Newton. Well, she was recently arrested and arraigned on a murder charge Wednesday in connection with the death of her former landlord, Leonard Garber, 65, according to the Middlesex District Attorney's Office. This is a statement they came out with on Wednesday. Now, Garber's family reported him missing on Monday, and Newton police visited his home to conduct a wellness check, as they usually do, but they couldn't find him. Police made two subsequent visits to his home on Tuesday and discovered his body. The body was wrapped in a shower curtain and found under construction materials and other heavy items, according to the release. Quote, based on the preliminary assessment, it appears that the body may have been there for more than one day and that it had been placed in such a way as to conceal it, according to officials. It was later determined that Garber and Kay had been spending time together and that Kay had allegedly been forging checks from the victim's accounts, stealing, guys, more than $40,000. Whoa! Can you believe it? A landlord had 40 grand in his account. I'm just saying, that's a lot of money. It took you up to now to figure out that 40 grand was missing. I mean, I guess I shouldn't be saying anything. You know, that's kind of crazy. But if I miss like $100 on my account, I'm going off. I don't know. Maybe it wasn't. You know, there's got to think that maybe he was at one point, you know, allowing her to use this money, and then he caught her and said, "Wait a minute, you got to put an end to this. It's too much money here. What are you doing? Driving around a brand new Tesla?" Whatever. Anyway, when Garber became aware of the theft, he allegedly confronted her. Okay, so he didn't really know. And she allegedly struck him and killed him, and then tried to hide his body. In the investigation, police combed through financial records and surveillance footage from Garber's home, which showed an Asian female, later identified as Kay, entering his home in the days before his body was found. According to prosecutors, Kay was a tenant of Garber's several years ago at a different property, not where the attack took place. Get this, guys. Allegedly, she confessed to the killing after she was called to police headquarters, saying she used a hammer in the attack. A hammer. Wow. Quote, during the interview, the defendant admitted that she had stolen checks from Leonard Garber and that she had killed him, according to the assistant DA, Julie Kunkel. Quote, she later stated that she had used a hammer and hid his body in the location where it was eventually found by police. Prosecutors said that there was evidence that she had stolen checks before and owed debts. Now, guys, you got a question? I got to ask this question. It's horrible. I'm going to say it because it's on my mind. Do you guys think that she used the money that she stole to buy the hammer that she used? Buy the supplies? Oh, I shouldn't have said it. I thought it, and I said it, and I should. I wish I can't take it back. It's out there. I mean, I don't know. That's horrible. It's horrible. Also makes me wonder what kind of hammer it was used. Just like, why hammers? Like, why? What made you? Was it? Can you argue it's a crime of passion? I don't know. The defendant sent out a message on a group chat, admitting that she had stolen the money that she owed. Gambling debts. So she admits stolen the money, and she also admits stolen gambling debts, and that she wanted to end her own life. How much do you owe? What are you gambling? Who do you owe? I mean, you gotta owe somebody seriously enough to kill somebody with a hammer about it. I mean, I don't know. Maybe she... Kay was ordered to be held without bail Wednesday. It's not immediately clear if she has a lawyer. Question I have to ask for you guys is, can you ever see yourself murdering somebody if you owe debt? I don't know. I guess it depends on the debt and who I owed, right? I mean, if it was like I had to pay this debt back or they were going to kill a loved one, then I'd be like, I'm going to risk it. But I wouldn't hammer. I mean, what was the thought process of hammering the landlord, wrapping him in the curtain, and then hiding him in the house? Was she trying to make it seem like it was a robbery? If that was the case, then you got to move some stuff around and make it look like a robbery. I mean, again, I shouldn't be saying this on camera, but that's what I would have done if I really owed debts to people who were going to injure my family. Like if it was like a mob or mafia and was like, you got to pay us this amount of money or else, then I got to do it or else. I mean, what do you want me to do? But if it's like I owe, you know, Atlantic City, whatever, Tropicana, X amount of dollars, like, I'm sorry, Tropicana, I ain't got it. Or I owe PNC Bank or whatever, X amount, hey, I ain't got it. But I ain't gonna hammer somebody over it unless I really need to. There you go. You learned something about me, guys. There you go. I don't know. That's crazy. I always tell you guys, keep your head on a swivel. You gotta keep your head on a swivel, man. If this guy, this poor landlord, should have called the police as soon as he realized what was happening, right? But he probably assumed that she's just an Asian lady, you know, crazy little Asian lady. She's not gonna do anything, not realizing she's been, you know, keeping this hammer just in case, I guess. I don't know. Or maybe she was just desperate, crazy times. And then you have the guy in New York. It's like, I wonder, I'm curious to see, you know, we have this case, Newton, this case in New York. Are they really going to prosecute them the same? Is it going to be the same sentence, right? They're both murderers. They're both unprovoked, really. You could arguably say that the landlord, you know, that was a crime of passion, maybe. But the other guy in New York, he is completely nut job, completely psycho. But also, it's New York. So New York might, like I said, they may just let him go. They may just give him like 10 years and let him loose after like 6 months of good behavior. I don't know. I don't know what New York does. I shouldn't have even said it, because just putting it out there in the universe, it'll probably come true. And now we're going to repeat it. Be safe. keep your head on a freaking swivel, guys. We don't know what's coming. All I know that, you know, keep your doors locked, stay armed, protect your loved ones, stock up on goods and supplies, and be ready, because this year is far from over. This week is far from over. This month is far from over, and it's already September 30th. Have a good day. Take care. Be safe. Be well. Like, follow, subscribe. CJBronsonStore.com for all shirts and merch. Help out the channel. Help me out. Please, somebody help me out. Please. Be good. All right. Peace.